Well, yesterday was not a day that you wanted to be traveling on American Airlines. The carrier canceled all of its main routes for several hours and also many of its commuter flights as well. Almost 2,000 flights were affected in all. American blames computer networking problems. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The line at the ticket counter stretched through the entire American Airlines terminal at the Los Angeles International Airport. Passengers were trying to figure out what was happening with their flights. Ticket agents, who didn't know what was going on either, were walking the line trying to direct traffic.
Who's going to JFK, San Francisco?
Austin.
Austin, if it's, I believe it's 1310, you're canceled.
Yes. American.
So you want to go to Qantas County?
Qantas, not stay on this line?
No, Qantas, down that way.
Julie Berger from Vancouver, Washington, was trying to get to Austin to visit her 5-year-old granddaughter and her son. He's in the Army and had only one day to see her, so she had to get there.
I have been traveling, this is not a lie, I have been traveling close to 70 years, and I have never experienced this. I have experienced flights being canceled for mechanical difficulties and all of that.
But computer problems?
They should have a backup system. I know computers, and you can have a backup system.
American has described the computer problems as networking issues. They were so problematic that the airline asked the FAA to impose so-called ground stops on all outgoing American Airlines flights and some of its commuter flights. Daniel Baker is the CEO of FlightAware, which has one of the largest airline tracking databases. He says the flights that were canceled represented about one quarter of all the American flights scheduled for Tuesday.
It's a really large number.
By way of comparison, you might see a few thousand flights canceled because of a major snowstorm, but Baker says those cancellations would be spread across multiple airlines.
It would be really atypical, even in a snowstorm, for a single airline to have to cancel nearly 1,000 flights and certainly across all of their hubs.
American isn't saying exactly what caused the computer networking problems, but Baker says
airlines do typically rely on one or two systems that handle things like reservations, ticketing, check-in, flight planning, dispatch, weight and balance. And so in the case of American, they use a system provided by a company called Sabre that they apparently were unable to access.
The computer system failure, says aviation industry consultant John McGraw, will have some financial impact.
Cancellations and missed connections and disruption in cargo that didn't make it. So there's a significant cost in dollars, as well as, of course, the customers aren't happy.
American says they'll provide refunds or rebookings. But that's not enough to satisfy passenger Kelly Greer, a law school recruiter who was trying to get from Los Angeles to Milwaukee. She'd been at the airport since 6:15 in the morning and says American representatives hadn't been forthcoming or helpful.
And we used to have gold status on this airline. We used to fly it all the time. And my last travel season, I stopped flying with them to try out other airlines because I was already fed up. But this, people will never see me again on an American flight.
Actually, she has one more flight that was already booked. Passenger sentiment like that can't make American very happy. The airline is currently awaiting approval for its merger with U.S. Airways. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.